Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
In God's news behind the news, we do want to share. We've been talking about some of the things that's happening across the country and been happening across the world. But I know in particular in the United States, we've been talking about what's coming. You know, what is coming to this country in terms of financial collapse unless the church and America repents and gets right with God. And we've shared on VFN Radio with 77% of Americans saying, professing, according to a Gallup poll, that they profess to be Christians. That would be 249 million Americans based off of 319 Americans. 77% is 249, would be believers. Mm-hmm. And if that was the case, America would not be in the situation that it is today.
Right.
So there's a lot of people that don't have this thing right here. I have in tune with reality. And so we need God to touch us. We need God our hand on us, hand on our nation. But it's not going to happen unless we turn our hearts back to Him. So there's pending financial collapse, and as well as a host of other just poor decisions that our government's been making in terms of what they're doing with finances. I mean, it's just bad decisions. You can't spend what you don't have. I mean, that's going to run dry. Okay? Yeah. And you can't keep printing money. You can't just,
right.
You know, I wish you could. I wish I had the machine. You know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and print some more.
Right.
But in the real world, you can't just keep printing money and keep putting up Band-Aids that are going to, you know, prop everything up. Well, you know, we shared not too long ago, actually a couple years ago now, that Detroit, Motown, the Motor City, has now become an urban wasteland. Actually, it was last year, an urban wasteland and a dead zone. And it was showing signs of going down and deteriorating. They have an urban waste zone where 45,000 homes are abandoned and burned down. They had a joblessness rate of 50%. And now it has a murder rate that's higher than the country of Colombia. This is Detroit now. This is the real deal here, Chris. And they continue say that, listen, this is not good. I mean, I remember we were sharing that the Detroit police, which they already lost over 1,000 of them, 1,000 police officers. I mean, that is such a significant number.
Huge.
Yeah, huge.
That's for a city that size.
Yeah. Well, the Detroit police officers were putting out a flyer saying, enter Detroit at your own risk. And so now we're at a place now that just happened. Detroit, the largest U.S. city, okay, has become the U.S. Detroit has become the largest U.S. city to file bankruptcy.
Wow. How does a city file bankruptcy?
Well, man, you're going to hear about this on CBN, but they have a whole chapter. It's actually a Chapter 9 process. Mm-hmm. And what I understand, because Wall Street Journal just did an article about it.
Mm-hmm.
And what I understand, what it does is it protects them from being sued from creditors and allows them to restructure the debt. Hmm. And so they owe so much money. You think about it, this city owes like everything. They owe so much money and they cannot pay it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what it does, according to Wall Street Journal, it allows a municipality can't file Chapter 9 relief unless the state permits it, and the governor had to permit it.
Oh, wow.
This was based upon the advice of this person that they brought in now to basically run the city because the city couldn't even pay their bills.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're talking about how is this going to affect the residents, you know, what happens to contracts or pensions, will anything be sold, can creditors sue to get their money back. And so there's a bunch of things that are going to take place, but they have to restructure because there is no money. They're in debt. And it's a city that's plagued with crime.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not getting folks getting ready to hop on in and move. Yep, I want to go to the impoverished place in the United States.
Yeah, right.
So you got to restructure. Once you listen to CBN as they share more about this. But right now, Detroit owes $18 billion in debt. $18 billion. That's what it'd be.
to file for bankruptcy. The Motor City is $18 billion in debt. It's a big fall for the automobile capital of the world, which used to be home to 1.8 million people. In its glory years, Detroit was known for producing fast cars and that great Motown sound. Today, the music is stopped. Barely 700,000 people live in the city, and nearly 80,000 buildings sit empty. The homicide rate is at its highest level in 40 years, and residents wait an average of 58 minutes for police to respond to their calls.
Detroit's broke.
Now that we are here, we have to make the best of it.
Nothing changes from the standpoint of the ordinary citizen's perspective.
Detroit's emergency manager is promising city services will remain open and the government will continue to pay its bills and its employees. But there is fear workers could be laid off and assets sold.
How serious is this? I mean, you're talking about a city that it used to have 1.8 million people. Now they barely have 700,000 residents.
Wow.
And they have nearly 80,000 buildings. Listen to this. 80,000 buildings sit empty.
80,000.
80,000.
Wow.
Think about that.
Wow.
That's huge. I didn't even know there was possible to have 80,000 buildings.
But yeah, right.
This is, I mean, this is what CBN's reporting. 80,000. You look at that number, it's staggering. It's staggering. And part of what's going on is, you know, they had the whole union thing going on with the police officers. They just couldn't afford them. They just couldn't afford them. And that happened in Detroit. We saw that happening in Camden, New Jersey, where they had to lay off all these union police officers. This happened in a city in California, where they start losing police, and now you're losing no protection. You can't attract residents to an area that's not safe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That has a good school system. No one wants to move in there, no matter how big or what the city used to be. And this is a city now. This is the Motor City. I mean, Ford can't even begin to list all the car manufacturers that were based out of there. Good, you know, employment.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have a city now that's going down, and it's just one of probably many to follow. And the question we got to ask ourselves is, my goodness, you know. Where are we in all of this, on this path in America? Where are we on this turn where a city can go bankrupt, one of the largest cities with all the manufacture, making all, not just, you know, cars, but all sorts of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're at a place where it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lord's told us prophetically, in surround sound, if you will, I mean, from so many voices, from so many people that are hearing, I mean, God's spoken through so many voices. What's coming?
Mm-hmm.
What's coming? I mean, we saw the economy that was going to be over in 6 minutes.
Yeah,
basically, it was a prophetic dream.
Mm-hmm.
And in that dream, it was going to be a rapid thing. The world was going to change as we know it. You know, Greg saw a funnel of money being, paper money being sucked up and it's been burned away.
Yeah.
And you look at that, you say, you know, oh my goodness, you can do, as a believer, here's the deal. As a believer, we don't need to be fretful. We don't need to be, oh my goodness, Detroit, I live in Detroit, you know, what's next? Or I live in another area that's the same thing, same situations going on. Listen, it's not a time for the believers to be fretful. It's a time for us to be prayerful. It's a time for us to be searching our hearts and to see where are you individually? Where are you? I remember one time I was working at a place years ago, and businessman came in, and I was talking to him, and he was talking about during a period where they said that the economy was roaring, and he says, listen, everybody's economy is different. He said, for somebody else who's a multimillionaire, you know, has the best economy going on for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's investing right, all things are going good for him, and things are going well. But we're looking out that window, he says, but that homeless guy, he's in the Great Depression.
Right.
He's in the Great Depression. And so although in the natural things could be looking bad economically and financially across the world, I mean, you have Europe that's just really holding on. I mean, it's been on life support. If you want to, a great analogy really to think about this whole economy, it's that it's on a perpetual life support. It is like one drip at a time, drip, drip, drip. Mm-hmm. And at any moment, really, at any moment, one catastrophic event, I mean, really could just set a domino falling that can trigger all across, you know, the world. That's how fragile things are. And we shared recently on VFN Radio how they, even signs of the Dow going up. It's like, don't believe all that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, it's momentary. Yeah. But as a believer, you can be encouraged today. You can say, listen, as I need to search my, where am I with God? Am I doing the right thing before the Lord? And I think about what happened with Joseph. I mean, they're in a time of great famine. I talk about depression in the time of Egypt. Talking about in Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Joseph was blessed.
Yeah.
Joseph was used because God spoke to him prophetically in a dream and told him what he needed to do.
Right.
Save when he can save, because there's coming a period, there's coming a time.
Mm-hmm.
There's coming a time where there's not going to be grain, so you need to do the right thing now. You need to do the right thing now. And because he heard God and listened to God and, you know, obeyed God, they were able to be blessed, and his family was able to be spared, and many people were able to eat and make it through that period of time. Well, let me tell you, we're sharing with you today that you can be prepared. You can search God out. You can listen to him, and you can obey him, and you too can be prepared. And one of the ways you prepare is by making sure that you honor the Lord with his tithe and his offerings. It's impossible to live in the blessing of the Lord if you actually are robbing the Lord. I mean, those two things don't kind of connect there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't hold God up, you know, and rob him, and at the same time ask to, you know, to be blessed
right.
by him.
Exactly.
You know, interesting how sometimes that thought comes in, you know, that doesn't work. It's wrong. It's sin. The Bible says you're under a curse. But be encouraged that if you're faithful with the Lord, what is God's, what is the Lord's, he's going to be faithful to you.
That's right.
I mean, I can tell you testimony upon testimony upon testimony of his faithfulness and his goodness and what he can do to those that are, that walk with him, believe him, obey him, and honor him. Listen, if you honor God, believe me, he's going to honor you, and he will see you through any type of situation, whether it be physically, emotionally, financially. He is the Lord of all. No need to fret. Be prayerful, keep yourself low and humble, dependent upon him, and do the right thing, and watch God will bless you in the midst of the greatest famine, and in the midst of the most trouble, you'll see God show up on your behalf and walk you all the way through. The Bible says that he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, and let me tell you, if you are faithful to the Lord, he is faithful to you. And he'll see you through the darkest times and the darkest places. But we're talking about Detroit. Detroit has now filed for bankruptcy. And we just pray for those in Detroit, those that are going through these tough times. And let's believe that this city is going to come back. But it's not going to come back, let's say, stronger than ever. It's going to come back dependent as ever. It's going to be a city that turns to God in the midst of their struggle, in the midst of their pain, in the midst of their lack. And they realized, you know what, we need to be a city that turns to the Lord and get things right spiritually to get back on a right foundation. That's what it takes. Listen, when you come to the end of yourself and you come to all this type of stuff, you have one or two ways to approach this. One way is to say, we will come back and rebuild on our own strength, and we'll just try to carve this thing back out again by pulling yourself by your own bootstraps.
Mm.
Or you can cry out to God and say, Lord, help me, help us. Let us get this foundation right. We don't want to rebuild again on the old stuff. We want to rebuild again on what's new. And what a perfect time for a city to be able to restructure, you know, get things back in order. Listen, you're going to need God in that city. When 45,000 homes are burned up, when you have thousands of buildings that are empty, when you have a crime rate that's higher than the country of Colombia, I think you got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can keep throwing money at it, because money has not fixed it. And you come to the point now where you're Chapter 9 bankrupt. The biggest bankruptcy is not the financial bankruptcy. The biggest bankruptcy is the spiritual bankruptcy. You're bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And you need God back in that city.
That's right.
And so listen, we're going to be talking about how nations are being won in a day. If we're trying to win nations in a day, certainly the city of Detroit can be one for Jesus. Listen, maybe you might be called as a missionary in America. Detroit would not be a bad city to go. There's a people right now that are being humbled, that are being broken. There's some people they can't even afford to move out. Mm-hmm. Those that can probably have left. Those that can't aren't there. What a way to reach a people right now that need hope and encouragement.
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.